PEI is what Canadians call Prince Edward Island, by the way. And seriously, that was ginger ale. But if it had been beer, I'll tell you another place I wouldn't have been able to drink it. The London Underground. The Tube. The Subway. For many years, the Tube has been the longest bar in the world. But that's no more. As of this week, the new mayor of London, Boris Johnson, is banning alcohol in the Tube and all public transportation. Sounds like a good idea, but the people who run the subway trains in London actually aren't entirely happy with the new ban. Steve Grant is with the union representing London's train operators. So, Steve, are drivers happy about this booze ban?
It's another case of politicians putting policy before planning. My main members are on the trains, but the station staff as well. And we have a lot of women working on the job who, 11 o'clock at night, telling some alcoholically challenged person to stop drinking and can't take the drink on. Unless the mayor's going to provide a policeman to stand next to them, how is this ban going to be enforced? So, again, I think this is another, you know, politician putting policy before planning.
Right, and that politician would be Boris Johnson, London's new mayor, as of last week, who announced the ban this week. He's been characterized as someone who kind of shoots from the hip. Do you think he shot himself in the foot this time?
I do think he's on the right idea, but he needs to speak to us first. We're more than willing to work with the mayor to improve the transport system for the customers and the people of London.
Steve, I've been on a train on the Tube on a Friday night after the pubs close, and I've got to say, you know, half the people seem to be carrying cans of beer, and it's like a frat party on the rails. How big a problem is alcohol consumption on public transportation in London?
Well, it is a problem. I don't deny that. And a lot of the assaults are due to alcohol-related. And obviously this is as a reflection on assaults on staff, who are public servants trying to do their job and get these people home. Unfortunately, I say some people, whatever situation they're in, and the British seem to be some of the worst offenders, unfortunately, they can't control their alcohol intake and have a pleasant evening out. It is a serious problem, yes.
I mean, I'll confess, I mean, I've gone to a football game and cracked open one on the way home. I mean, I'm sure you have, too, gone to a soccer match in London and cracked a beer open. I mean, it is kind of a cultural phenomenon.
Well, yes, unfortunately, my team, I haven't had much to celebrate recently, but still. But yes, it is, as you say, a phenomenon for London and England. I mean, there's also laws about fast food not being carried on the underground, and anyone who's sat next to three people eating, you know, burgers in an enclosed space who doesn't eat that kind of food, or loud music coming from iPods. So there's a whole range of social acceptable issues that can be addressed. But I don't want to be, you know, the party pooper, but we're there to run a transport service, not an alcoholically fueled train.
Steve Grant with the London Train Operators Union speaking with us about the announced ban on booze on the Tube. Thank you very much.
Thank you.